This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 448 for Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday as the speculative sell-off continued for another day. A lack of significant weather concerns across the prairies added to the bearish sentiment. Canola down $71 in the July contract at $880.90 per ton. New crop November down $67.50 at $844.60. European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil futures were also down sharply on the day, contributing to the weakness in canola. The most active November contract dropped below its 200-day moving average, which was bearish from a chart standpoint. However, most major technical indicators are signaling an oversold market. Scale-down commercial demand was thought to be coming forward as prices fall. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all sharply lower, caught up in broad selling pressure as global macroeconomic worries weighed on the grains and oilseeds. Mounting concerns over a recession as many countries raise interest rates in an effort to counter rising inflation and speculators bailing out of many markets, with losses in crude oil contributing to the declines in the U.S. ag sector. Soybeans down 59 cents in the July contract at $15.93 per bushel. Some technical stops were likely hit on the way down, exaggerating the move. Relatively favorable Midwestern growing conditions added to the declines, with no immediate weather worries in the forecasts. Corn also down sharply, losing 21 cents in the July contract at $7.46 per bushel. September down 35 cents at $6.66 per bushel. Forecast calling for some welcome rains across the Midwest over the next 2 weeks added to the weakness in corn. Weekly export sales data is delayed until tomorrow. Wheat futures down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat losing 25 cents in the September contract at $10.80 per bushel. Kansas City down 35 cents in September at $10.10 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 39 cents in the September contract at $9.49 per bushel. The uncertain situation in Ukraine remains a feature in the background, with reports of another Russian strike on a Ukrainian export facility countered by ongoing efforts towards opening an export corridor out of the embattled country. The U.S. wheat harvest is progressing northwards, and that's putting additional harvest pressure on the market, although yields have been down on the year due to the hot growing season. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 23rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.